2020年河北省初中毕业生升学文化课考试，英语试卷，白卷，听力部分。一、听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number 1. You'd better be kind to strangers.
You'd better be kind to strangers.
Number 2. Winter usually comes with white snow in the north.
Winter usually comes with white snow in the north.
Number 3. I didn't get up until 7:45.
I didn't get up until 7:45.
Number 4. Mike, you took so many beautiful photos.
Mike, you took so many beautiful photos.
Number 5. Would you please help me carry the box, Jane?
Would you please help me carry the box, Jane?
Number 2. 听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出该句的最佳答案。
Number 6. Hello, can I talk to Daisy?
Hello, can I talk to Daisy?
Number 7. Let us try on the coat first.
Let us try on the coat first.
Number 8. How is everything going these days?
How is everything going these days?
Number 9. Thank you for helping me.
Thank you for helping me.
Number 10. How far is it from here to your school?
How far is it from here to your school?
三听对话和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题，每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话，回答第十一题。
Hello, Anna. Long time no see. What are you busy with?
Oh, I am taking up a new hobby.
No wonder I didn't see you in the swimming class.
Uh-huh. Luke, I'm much more interested in painting now.
Hello, Anna.Long time no see. What are you busy with?
Oh, I am taking up a new hobby.
No wonder I didn't see you in the swimming class.
Uh-huh. Luke, I'm much more interested in painting now.
Question number 11. What's Anna's new hobby?
What's Anna's new hobby?
请听第二组对话，回答第十二题。
What were you doing when I called you last night?
I was watching the basketball game in the living room. I left my phone in my bedroom, so I didn't hear it.
I see. I thought you were running on the playground.
Ha ha, good imagination.
What were you doing when I called you last night?
I was watching the basketball game in the living room. I left my phone in my bedroom, so I didn't hear it.
I see. I thought you were running on the playground.
Ha ha, good imagination.
Question number 12. Where was the girl when the boy rang her up?
Where was the girl when the boy rang her up?
请听第三组对话，回答第十三题。
Lisa, have you got any plans this weekend?
Not yet. What about you, Jack?
We will have our monthly exams. I plan to study in the library. Do you want to join me?
Sure. I need to return some books. Besides, I can also read some magazines there.
Great. See you then. Lisa, have you got any plans this weekend?
Not yet. What about you, Jack?
We will have our monthly exams. I plan to study in the library. Do you want to join me?
Sure. I need to return some books. Besides, I can also read some magazines there.
Great. See you then. Question number 13. What does Jack want to do in the library?
What does Jack want to do in the library?
请听第四组对话，回答第十四至十五题。
I've been feeling so stressed lately.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm really worried about my grades. As long as I think about them, I can't fall asleep.
You always do a good job on your study. Don't worry too much. What you need to do is to relax.
I just wish it could work. But how can I stop feeling so stressed all the time?
I think sports can help you deal with your stress.
I don't really have time for that. I need to spend all my time studying.
Take it easy. Studying all day isn't very useful. You should balance your study and life.
I've been feeling so stressed lately.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm really worried about my grades. As long as I think about them, I can't fall asleep.
You always do a good job on your study. Don't worry too much. What you need to do is to relax.
I just wish it could work. But how can I stop feeling so stressed all the time?
I think sports can help you deal with your stress.
I don't really have time for that. I need to spend all my time studying.
Take it easy. Studying all day isn't very useful. You should balance your study and life.
Question number 14. What makes the boy feel so stressed?
What makes the boy feel so stressed?
Question number 15. How should the boy deal with his stress, in the girl's opinion?
How should the boy deal with his stress, in the girl's opinion?
请听第五组对话，回答第十六至十八题。
There are so many clubs in our school. Which club do you want to join, Jenny?
The art club. It's my favorite club. What about you, Brian?
I want to join the environment club.
The environment club. What do students do in the club?
They come up with ideas to reduce pollution and protect the environment. Hopefully,They can turn the ideas into inventions. It's really a meaningful club.
So it is. Do you know anything about the Wildlife Club? Jack would like to join it.
I hear that it's new. It will teach students some knowledge about wild animals and call on people to protect wild animals.
It's cool. The lessons of COVID-19 must be remembered anyway.
Yes.I think there must be many students joining that club. There are so many clubs in our school. Which club do you want to join, Jenny?
The art club. It's my favorite club. What about you, Brian?
I want to join the environment club.
The environment club. What do students do in the club?
They come up with ideas.To reduce pollution and protect the environment. Hopefully, they can turn the ideas into inventions. It's really a meaningful club.
So it is. Do you know anything about the Wildlife Club? Jack would like to join it.
I hear that it's new. It will teach students some knowledge about wild animals and call on people to protect wild animals.
It's cool. The lessons of COVID-19.Must be remembered anyway.
Yes, I think there must be many students joining that club. Question number 16. Which club does Jenny want to join?
Which club does Jenny want to join?
Question number 17. How does Brian like the environment club?
How does Brian like the Environment Club?
Question number 18. What does the Wildlife Club do?
What does the Wildlife Club do?
Four. 听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。短文和问题读两遍。请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文。回答第十九至二十一题。
Most students find it difficult to get up in the morning. So do I. How to get up early and feel energetic? First, I think we should have a fixed bedtime daily. A person needs 7 to 8 hours sleep a day.But most of us often lie in bed to play games or watch TV and then sleep less than 7 hours at night. Second, open our eyes as soon as the alarm clock goes off. We set different alarm clocks so that we can sleep for another few minutes. Actually, it may lead to tiredness. We can take a few minutes to be awake in bed instead of falling asleep again.
Most students find it difficult to get up in the morning. So do I. How to get up early and feel energetic? First, I think we should have a fixed bedtime daily. A person needs 7 to 8 hours sleep a day. But most of us often lie in bed to play games or watch TV and then sleep less than 7 hours at night. Second,Open our eyes as soon as the alarm clock goes off. we set different alarm clocks so we can sleep for another few minutes. Actually, it may lead to tiredness. We can take a few minutes to be awake in bed instead of falling asleep again.
Question number 19. What is the speaker talking about?
What is the speaker talking about?
Question number 20. How long do most students sleep at night?
How long do most students sleep at night?
Question number 21. What's going to happen if you fall asleep after the alarm clock goes off?
What's going to happen if you fall asleep after the alarm clock goes off?
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom. Today, I want to share my social practice experience in grade 9. I worked as a guide in a museum. In the first week, I was too shy to speak loudly and clearly. And I also found history was not as interesting as science subjects. But gradually, I had a better understanding of history, and I could introduce the history of our city to visitors clearly. More importantly, I was more confident to speak in public and found my interest in history. I decided to study history in the university. Though school is the main place for us to learn, social practice activities provide us with chances to use what we have learned at school. Besides, we can learn more things which can't be taught in classes.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom. Today, I want to share my social practice experience in grade 9. I worked as a guide in a museum. In the first week, I was too shy to speak loudly and clearly, and I also found history was not as interesting as science subjects. But gradually, I had a better understanding of history, and I could introduce the history of our city to visitors clearly. More importantly, I was more confident to speak in public and found my interest in history. I decided to study history in the university. Though school is the main place for us to learn, social practice activities provide us with chances to use what we have learned at school. Besides, we can learn more things which can't be taught in classes.
Question number 22. How did Tom feel at first?
How did Tom feel at first?
Question number 23. What happened to Tom as time went by?
What happened to Tom as time went by?
Question number 24. Which subject did Tom decide to learn in the university?
Which subject did Tom decide to learn in the university?
Question number 25. What does Tom think of social practice activities?
What does Tom think of social practice activities?
5. 听短文填空。下面你将听到一篇短文，短文读两遍，请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后，根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺信息。
May I have your attention, please? I'm glad to tell you that we will have a 4-day school trip next month. Here are some matters that need your attention. All of you must wear a pair of comfortable shoes, sunglasses, and bring a hat if necessary. We are going to stay in the mountain area for a day and a night, so you'd better prepare some food that won't go bad quickly, such as bread or some fruit in case you get hungry before we can find a restaurant for our meal. While traveling, be sure not to eat any fruit on the trees you don't know. When our bus stops, you can get off for a few minutes, but never leave your team without letting your teachers know.
May I have your attention, please? I'm glad to tell you that we will have a 4-day school trip next month. Here are some matters that need your attention. All of you must wear a pair of comfortable shoes, sunglasses, and bring a hat if necessary. We are going to stay in the mountain area for a day and a night, so you'd better prepare some food that won't go bad quickly, such as bread or some fruit in case you get hungry before we can find a restaurant for our meal. While traveling, be sure not to eat any fruit on the trees you don't know. When our bus stops, you can get off for a few minutes, but never leave your team without letting your teachers know.